Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be sharing the last message on this subject of right mental attitude. We have shared 9 messages on this, and hopefully you are taking hold of these principles and doing them in your life. We're going to review some of these and cover the last areas of having a right mental attitude in our life. One thing that's important is we've got to believe that all things are possible to him that believeth. We're a believer and not a doubter. God is for us. Who can be against us? God will freely give us all things. Praise God. He says that he's got a good work in us. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, and he's going to accomplish his work in our life. Now, we're not going to cast away our confidence. We're going to have a continual confidence in the Lord and trust in him. We know that we're born of God, and because of that, we can overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We have the faith of God. We can move mountains. So we're going to speak to the mountain and command it to be removed. This is your right mental attitude at all times. I'm going to pray the Word of God, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith and believe that I receive, and God's going to bring that promise to pass. I know the fact that the Lord's the strength of my life. I'll not have any fear. I will not be discouraged. I will not give place to the enemy in that area. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm going to condemn every tongue that rises against me in judgment. I'm going to always humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I know that he'll exalt me in due time. And I'm going to cast my care upon him because he cares for me. And I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In every situation, I will rejoice in the Lord. I make the decision, I will rejoice. You know, you don't feel like rejoicing a lot of times, but make that decision. I will rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says rejoice evermore. And also, I'm going to think on good things. I'm going to think on things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report and whatever has praise and virtue. I'm going to think on good things and take those thoughts captive. Cast down every negative thing, everything that comes into your mind. Do not let yourself think on negatives. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I'm taking aim at the things that are not seen. The Bible says we take aim at the things that are not seen. We don't take aim at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit, they are eternal. And we know that our enemy is the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But praise God, I have a right mental attitude that I have power and authority over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. I'm resisting him steadfast in the faith. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I am warring a good warfare and laying hold upon eternal life. And I know that whatever I sow, I'm going to reap, and I will reap it as long as I am not weary in well-doing. I know in due season I'm going to reap if I faint not. I know that I have a faithful high priest up there, the Lord Jesus. He's faithful. He's established me. He's keeping me from evil. He's watching over the word to perform it in my life. And he shows me the way out of temptation, praise God. And I have the faith of Jesus, and I have the right mental attitude that I'm going to keep my faith operative, because I'm calling those things that are not happening as happening by speaking forth what God is doing for me now. And against any confident expectancy of hope, I'm believing in the promise, and I'm maintaining hope, the anchor of my soul, but an expectancy of what God will do for me. I'm not weak in faith by considering the natural. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by the way things seem, by the way they look. I'm moved by the Word of God. And I'm not staggering at any promise of God through any doubt or unbelief, but I'm getting strong in faith, giving glory and praise to God, and I am fully persuaded that what he promised he's able to perform. And I know that the giants out there are going to be overcome as I go in to possess the land. I'm well able to possess it, and I know that I am the victor, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world, and he's made me more than a conqueror. I'll never bring up a negative report. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. Even though the problems in my life might seem like giants, I know that I can overcome them through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that I'm not going to give place to any negative thoughts of seeing myself as a grasshopper or believing that the enemy thinks I'm a grasshopper. I refuse a grasshopper mentality. I put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know that I am an overcomer. I know that I can get the victory. See, this is what you got to maintain, this right mental attitude at all times. I will have no condemnation in any area of my life, because there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. I'm walking according to the Word. And I know that if I do sin, praise God, I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous, and that I can confess my sins. He's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And praise God, He said He'll be merciful to my unrighteousness, and my sins and iniquities He remembers no more. Praise God, I'm not going to let the devil harass me about sins and iniquities of the past. I will not receive any condemnation or guilt. Instead, I will maintain a righteousness consciousness at all times. And I'm going to keep holding fast my professions, keep speaking the Word, because I know my high priest up there in heaven, Jesus, is taking the Word that I speak and confessing it before the Father and before the angels that are going forth to bring it to pass in my life, praise God. I will always take heed that I don't let any unbelief. That would be an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. I refuse to let my heart be troubled or be afraid. I'm going to maintain my eyes upon the Word, on the Lord, and that'll maintain peace in my life. I know that I'm risen with Christ. I'm seeking the things above, not on the earth. I'm separating myself from the things of this world, praise God. I'm a servant of the Lord. And when I minister to people, I never get into strife, but I'm gentle to them. I'm long-suffering. I'm teaching them in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. And I'm not afraid to confront things. I will confront people with the truth, but in love, in meekness, with gentleness, and with long-suffering, and speaking the Word so that they can come to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth, so that they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who has taken them captive at his will. And I will not allow any envy and strife to come into me. Instead, I'm always going to be ministering in love. And I will offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of my lips giving thanks to His name. I will walk in the ways of faith, abounding with thanksgiving. I'm going to always be thanking God for the promise of God coming to pass. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power flowing in my body. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all my needs. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Lord, I'm taking hold of this promise. I thank you, Lord, that you are meeting all of my needs. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving me wisdom. See, we're abounding in thanksgiving, taking hold of His promises in our life. And also, I will always hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God. I will observe and do His commandments, and I know that the blessings are coming on me and overtaking me. I'm going to be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. I know that if I'm just a hearer only, I'll deceive my own heart, and I'll be a forgetful hearer. But if I'm a hearer and a doer, looking into the perfect law of liberty, continuing therein, that I'll be blessed in my deed, and I know that I will overcome in my life. I'm being conformed to the Lord Jesus by being renewed in my mind. I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. And I realize that I am a living sacrifice, and I present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to the Lord. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. And I make the decision that I am willing and obedient. See, these are the attitudes. You maintain this. I maintain this on a daily basis so that I don't give place to the devil. If you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. You refuse and rebel, look out. Devouring is coming your way. I'm always going to be a giver. Maintain a giving attitude. Deny yourself. Don't live unto yourself anymore. If we've been redeemed, which we have, we live unto the Lord from now on. We're givers. We give out love. We give out everything that we have, that people have need of. We're givers in order to be a blessing. And we're doers of the works of God, because we do the same works that Jesus did. And praise God, He's given us the victory, and we are entering into all that He's promised us. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says this, "All the promises of God are in Him, yea, and in Him, amen." The promises of God are yes, and they are amen. So be it. Don't ever think that God won't perform a promise in your life. A right mental attitude knows that God is performing the Word in their life. A right mental attitude knows that the promise is mine, that He's no respecter of persons. If He healed one, He'll heal all. If He's prospered one, He'll prosper all. If He's given peace to one and delivered one, He'll give peace and deliver every single one. And I know also Ephesians 1:3 that I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you've got to have this right mental attitude that all the blessings belong to me. But they're blessed. These blessings are spiritual blessings. And we take hold of them as we pray the Word with our faith in order to bring them into manifestation in our life. And I know another thing that's important that I'm going to keep a right mental attitude on is John 8:31 and 32. The Bible says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I am going to continue doing the Word. I'm going to continue walking in the Word. And I'm becoming a disciple, a disciplined one, a one who hears and does the Word continually. And then as I do that, God's bringing the truth to me. The Bible says, he that doeth truth cometh to the light. I will know the truth. That's the Word of God, the reality of it. And the truth, that Word shall make me free. Praise the Lord. And also another thing is a right mental attitude. In Ephesians 4:22-24, the Bible says you put off the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and you're going to put on the new man. You're being renewed in the spirit of your mind. We're putting on the new man through the Word of God. We are putting off that carnal mind, and we're putting on the spiritual mind. We're not going to have a mind of the flesh, which is thinking after and having a mind after worldly things and after what things look like and the way they see and what I want. But instead, I'm having a spiritual mind, a Word-ruled mind. A carnal mind produces death, but a spiritual mind brings forth life and peace. And I'm keeping my mind upon the Lord. The Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And I realize the fact that he is the one who gives me the victory. And I know that I can strive against sin, and I can overcome, and I can resist it, because sin has no dominion over me. And my attitude is, my right mental attitude is, I'm yielding my members, I'm yielding my mind, I'm yielding everything to the ways of righteousness, and that is producing holiness in my life. And I'm going to drive out every enemy. I'm going to cast out every spirit. I'm going to take authority over every work of the enemy and resist him steadfast. I'm going to stand on the promises of God with the armor of God on, being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, these are all things that you need to have a right mental attitude about. You get all these attitudes established in you, and the devil's not going to be able to get to you. And you're going to maintain a walk and a fellowship with the Lord. And as you abide in his Word and keep this right mental attitude, it's so important, because the victory is going to come forth as you're doing the Word from your heart and your mind, because the battle is in the mind. The devil tries to get to your mind. Maintain a right mental attitude. Keep on keeping on, and watch God bring the victory. God bless you. Have a great day. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.